Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Danny Darwin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Yount scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Manning reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Riles. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Riles steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Bernazard moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Butler reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning throws the ball into Riles, who tags Franco trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Butler scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Ogilvy moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vukovic moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Vukovic moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Vukovic scores. Tabler scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Bob Gibson now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Riles goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Yount reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into right field. Vukovic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vukovic. Cooper scores. Yount scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 6-5, Brewers. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Ryle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vukovich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Easterly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Brooke Jacoby. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Mike Fishlin now playing third base. Joe Carter now playing right field. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fishlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fishlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Chris Banda. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.